This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to make your day. And let me tell you why. Because I know you're frustrated. I know you're aggravated. I know many of you are upset. You're beginning to even start to get angry, aren't you? Because you're looking at things and you're saying, you know what? Why can't these people, these leftists, why can't they be objective? Why can't they get on board with what we're trying to do? Look, I don't care. I understand if somebody says, we want to keep Obamacare. I mean, I know you're a brain dead moron if you do, but I get if you have some ideological thing you want to go for. But when Donald Trump is doing some of these other things and your complete agenda is strictly to stop Trump, I have a problem. See, my agenda wasn't up until the election. You're trying to stop Obama, right? We didn't want him. But if Obama had said, you know, first thing we need to do, folks, is we need to secure our borders, I would have been, I like that idea. Next thing we need to do is we need to make sure there's no terrorists in America. Barack Obama did opposite of both of those. The next thing he did was he imposed a mandate on you, something your government should never be able to do, and the Supreme Court knows it, and it'll get overturned even with that. There should be no way you should be forced to buy something because of a mandate through the government in the way of your own personal, you know, person. Not protecting your car, for example, and saying you got to have automobile insurance. Protecting your person. There should be nothing that forces you to do anything that you choose not to do for yourself. If you want to go jump off a bridge, the government can't stop you. So, but that's what he did. That was his agenda. And then he went out apologizing all over the world for America. How can you apologize for this country? Just explain to me the most giving, philanthropic, humanitarian country ever God put on the planet, and you're going to go out and apologize? Look, there were many, many signs out there that Barack Obama was the worst choice of president, and he lived up to it. And so we fought him all the way, but we didn't fight him because he's black. We fought him ideologically because it didn't make sense. We understood it. We understood that the things that he was doing were not going to help further the cause of America. I dare any leftist to tell me Barack Obama put America first, that Barack Obama did what it took to make America great. Barack Obama ruined us, and they know it. So this idea around beating up on Trump is a very simple concept, folks. They must demoralize you. They must make you feel like you screwed up royally. They have to just beat Trump. Let me tell you, the beautiful thing is happening right now. A beautiful thing. You guys have heard me say this. It's a beautiful thing. They are throwing everything at him, and Donald Trump is like the Matrix. Everything is coming real slow. But he can just go out and pick the bullets out of the air and just go ping, 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 ping. He isn't going to get shot. He isn't going to get impeached. Everything. You look at the media, and they'll, we want to impeach Donald Trump. Okay. You know, so who's for it? And then they hit 37% of the, you know, we're talking heavily Democratic polls. So I'll give you an actual poll. They did a poll. What should we impeach Donald Trump? 42 yes, 42 no. And you know what the weight of? It was majority Democrats, like 80% Democrats. And they couldn't even get Democrats to get into a majority to impeach Donald Trump. They asked the Democrats in these pollings, do you think Russia is a big deal? The polls come back, nope, don't even care. But they keep talking about it. Because what they want to do is they want to make it, they wanted to get to the point where people go, well, what about this Russia thing? And it's Russia, Russia, Russia. And it isn't happening. The last thing I saw, poll had Russia at 6%. So I want you to consider this, folks, because I want to put a smile on your faces right now. Donald Trump has been under siege for the better part of a year on Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The media is talking about it. Go watch NBC, MSNBC or CNN or whatever, and you'll find Russia, Russia, Russia. And they've got 6% of the people that go, yeah, it's an issue. Good for you. 6%. Global climate change used to be one of the top three or four polling things. It's down in the bottom three or four now. You're watching a complete shift right before your very eyes. Marginalization of not only the leftist media, marginalization of their leaders. We talked yesterday about Clinton and Schumer now going after her. The rebranding of the Democrats. When is the last time you've heard anybody on the Democratic side talk about, hey, let's do something with Barack Obama. Barack Obama. The only thing you hear of Obama is Obamacare. That's it. Let me tell you something. The Democrats are ecstatic to be rid of Barack Obama. I'm going to let you stew on that one for a minute because that ought to make you feel very good. They're ecstatic he's not in the news. He's, for the most part, gone. They need to distance themselves from that silly Negro as fast as they can. And they're trying to. And his namesake legislation is the only vestige of him that they want to hang on to. And they don't want to hang on to it because it works. It's not because it's successful. It's symbolic. It's like Muslims taking over a Christian country, changing the name from, you know, Constantinople to Istanbul and building a mosque. That's what Obamacare is. It's a mosque and an homage to failure is what it is. And the leftists have to have something. If there's going to be any vestige, it'll be that. And they know it's not going to work. And they hope it can stay under the name of Obamacare, the ACA, and that Trump fixes it. And Trump's going, nope, it ain't my baby. Nope, I'm not adopting it. And it has nothing to do because it's black. I'm just not adopting that baby. Democrats have to make you feel like you've wasted your vote. And in order to do that, they've got to beat your candidate to dust. They've got to pulverize him. Now, this could have worked against some other candidates. Pick one of the Republicans that was up against Donald Trump. It could be working right now. But it won't work against Trump. And you're seeing signs that the left is in trouble. I will highlight even more for you today because they are. They are going against themselves. They are now kicking their own butts. And you know what? Rightfully so. I would, quite frankly, I say to them, congratulations to you for kicking your own butts and starting to jettison some of your old baggage. Sorry, Hillary. But whatever they do, it isn't going to work because they've been discovered. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I would love to, if I'm in a market that's near you or you want me in that market, I'd love to come visit with you guys if you're listening to this, to the show. Let your station know, hey, we'd like to get Kevin out for some reason. We'd love to do it. We've done it a few times, and quite frankly, I have a great time. The audience has a great time, and it's well worth it. It really is. We were up at a KYKN in Oregon. We did an event up there at a barbecue place, and it was standing room only in there. It was really amazing, the outpouring of support for the station and for my efforts, and I would love to do that. I'm telling you, the guy who did that, the barbecue place, I don't think he's had that much business in a long time. That place was, for probably 2 solid hours, people just ordering food, coming in, and I signed books and chatted with people. I gave, you know, said a few words and mingled with people as they ate and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. Anyway, we'd love to do it. Here's what I want to talk about right now, because, you know, there's a lot of discussion around Jeff Sessions, rather, and Sessions is a nice guy, but as I said, he's not a pit bull. Trump needs a pit bull. And even though the Attorney General is not there to do the bidding of the president, he's there to do what's right. And Sessions isn't doing what's right, and Donald Trump's giving him a nudge. He's saying, look, Jeff, I'm not here to tell you how to do your job, but you got to be looking out for the best interests of the nation, and you're not doing that. If you're letting Hillary Clinton skate on her email scandals, if you're letting Podesta and Clinton and Obama skate on their connections to the Russians, who are you? You're allowing the left to push us around when we have control of the government, and we were given this control of the government by the people who want us to correct these things. Remember when Donald Trump said, look, I'll let bygones be bygones with the Clintons, but and he tried to throw that olive branch, give the olive branch out to Hillary, and they ignored it. And now they continue with this Russian nonsense, and he's saying, okay, if you guys want to fight, I brought a team together that's willing to fight you, but we're not going to fight you as political partisans. We're going to fight you because we're right. He was willing to drop Hillary's nonsense, and they didn't do it. And now he's saying, you know what? You keep poking a tiger. Don't get mad when you get bit. And Jeff Sessions is like, well, I don't really know, because he's too freaking nice. I want somebody, like I said, I want a dude, you know, he's a dragon slayer is what Trump wants. And he expects that across the board. Look, I have the same issue in my company. When I give you a task, you own it. I'm not there to babysit you. I'm not there to go, well, I'll do it my way. No, do it. Be successful. But if you can't be successful, then doggone it, you're going to do it my way. And that's what Trump is saying. Sessions, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. I put you in charge because you were, you know, crazy loyal to me, an early adopter. But if you can't see the roadmap to what we've got to achieve, I'm going to do it for you. And I'll only do it so long before I'm going to replace you, because there are people out there who want to do the right thing by this country. And no leftist, by the way, wants to do the right thing for America. They don't care. Leftists don't care if you are robbed, if you are beaten, if you are raped, if you are murdered. They don't care. If it doesn't have anything to do with their personal interests to make money or to make their life better, they couldn't care less. They would walk over you while somebody stabbed you. They cross over. Wouldn't even notice. That's how they are. Now, they're going to get mad. Oh, Kevin, all he does is talk about leftists in hyperbole. I ain't talking hyperbole. Leftists look the other way. And I'm going to tell you, I watched a video of a public execution by these crazy Muslims where they killed a woman. I don't even remember what it was about. And people are walking by as if nothing is happening. Walking by. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And he's like, and he's got this woman, and she's just standing there, knowing her execution is about to occur. There's four or five other armed men, a camera pointed at the soon-to-be executioner, and he's, and then next thing you know, and public execution in the middle of a city, and as you're watching this thing, people are walking by. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And you know what's interesting? Not even looking over. That's what the left would... They would let this happen to you instantaneously. And I'll tell you something else. If it weren't for video where people have videos set up at a home or a business, you wouldn't see half the crap you see on YouTube where crime is just rampant. I watched it. This was in Australia. I watched five black kids beat the crap out of a little white kid for nothing. Why? Because he's white. That's it. And so the left would have you in an escape from L.A. scenario daily. You would be literally running in and out of your house. You would have bars up on your doors, reinforced entryways and exits and tunnels and safe spaces in your house. You know what they call them? Panic rooms. If the left had their way, that's where you'd be. Anyway, back to Sessions. So Sessions is under fire. And the left... They want Donald Trump to fire him so they can feign, you know, poor Sessions, you know, nobody can work under Donald Trump. What Donald Trump is saying is, look, if you don't do your doggone job, you need to be gone. And I say the same thing. Just to put some stuff out there, we should be have three times more people on Twitter and Facebook and all this, and we should have a lot more traffic to our website, etc. I'm probably one of the most marquee B-listers, B-leaguers, whatever you want to call it, in the business, and you know, and I lament all the time to my staff, look guys, why aren't we getting more coverage? And you know, I get all kinds of excuses. Well, there are no excuses. We should be getting all mad coverage. And the person who owns social media, the person who owns branding and all that stuff, you own it for a while. But if you cannot do it, we will have to get rid of you. Because, and I don't micromanage. If you get it done, great. I would love to run off and be in Costa Rica and you're calling me up going, hey, Kev, we got 30 million on the website this month, brother. And I'm like, hold on. Are you out of your mind, baby? I love you. Woo, I'll talk to you later. Adios. I'd love to be that guy. But unfortunately, when our traffic goes down, I'm the guy going, holy cow, you know, how are we going to be able to, you know, do this or that? Why is our message not getting out there as far as it needs to be? Look, you guys are listening to the show. Should we be out there more? Of course. Because what people want is forceful conservatism. They don't want this mealy mouth, oh, well, I don't know, I'm going to be balanced about it. They want somebody that's going to deliver this in a way that resonates, that's going to be clips. People are listening to it all over. And let me tell you something. We deliver. We deliver that every day. So, look, I don't know what's going to happen with Sessions. I think he's going to be gone, and I think he probably should be gone. But what I will tell you is we have to learn how to fight these sleazy Democrats like Adam Schiff and others, and we have to get our message out there. Short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. Leave us a message. Look, here's what I love. 24-7 you can call our number. If you get on the show, great. If you don't, leave a message. And you do. And occasionally we play them. I actually started today's show in the first hour talking about reading a couple of things that people sent to me, and we love it. My producers love getting the fan mail. We love tweaking the show. If you want us to tweak it, we'll certainly consider it. I will tell you, we are not doing the show we want to do currently, but when we make the next big move, which we hope is soon, we will produce a show that it will rival anything that's out there in terms of being informative and entertaining. We'll have a lot more guests, and we'll be set up to do it a little bit differently. And I think it's going to be fun for everybody. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. When I'm doing a show, I want it to be fun for me. I know that sounds selfish, but if you're going to sit in front of a microphone for 3 hours, and if you're going to prep a show for 4 or 5 hours, putting in an 8-hour day, it needs to be fun. Because let me tell you, 8 hours a day doing something, it wouldn't take you very long to be good at, you know, like if you played 8 hours a day of tennis. I got a test for worldwide certification for Krav Maga. I have to fight 8 hours a day, 5 days in a row, after going through 2 8-hour per day training sessions. Just to make sure I can, in other words, say you have 2 days to train to fight for 8 hours, 2 days in a row. I didn't say fight, but you're going to go through a whole series of things that you have to do for 8 hours. You're testing for 8 hours, 2 days in a row, so that you can then fight for 8 hours, 5 days in a row. Now, I've taken quite a few black belt tests. I've never had anything quite that extensive. My first black belt test took 4 hours, just to put it in perspective. So I'm going to put in 56 hours of testing in a week in order to get this certification. I guess what I'm saying, folks, is you better want it. If you're going to sit there, I sit here 8 hours, with prep and everything, 8 hours a day, and it better be for me. When I go test for this Krav Maga certification, it's going to be because I feel like I'm bettering myself. By the way, I'm not doing it because, I'm such a bad behind. No, it's not that. It's something, it's a goal. I feel like it's almost like the Navy SEALs of martial arts. You know, who wants 56 hours of fighting in a week? I mean, 7 days a week. I'm not young anymore. I may have to have, you know, intravenous fluids in between, you know. But you do the things that you enjoy doing. And it should be for you. Don't misunderstand me. I hope you guys enjoy our show. I really do. And I know you do because you write back and tell me and you call and stuff. But it is for that reason. I want it to be fun for me. And we've been talking about changing the format for a little bit because I just feel like, you know, we need, there's a way to do this show that makes it more fun for my team and interactive, and you guys will get more involved. I promise you, you're going to love the new format when we're able to make that transition. And it shouldn't be very much longer, honestly. So look forward to that. In the meantime, I want to talk about a men's engagement manager. Now, I've been telling you guys, and I talk about this in my book, Race Pimping, racepimping.com. The amount of money spent on nonsense in colleges and universities that has nothing to do with your education of kids is ridiculous. If they stripped that out, education would be half the price, easily half the price, if not less. And when I talk about stripping it out, I'm talking about the nonsensical stuff that your kids have to take. And they tell you, oh, they're taking this because it'll make them a more well-rounded student or whatever. It is absolute, utter nonsense. I took classes in college. As soon as I got out of the class, I went back to the bookstore and sold my book back. And you know what? I would take the class and I would keep the book in as pristine condition as I could. I didn't highlight or anything. In fact, sometimes I'd borrow friends' books. I wanted my book to be practically brand new because they'd give you half price back on the books. And so I don't even remember the classes. It was Renaissance, some literature thing, some blah, blah, blah. They called them core classes when I went to college. And they were nonsense. And I can tell you to this day, not only did I not know, I don't even care. You could have taken those 30, 40 hours out of my curriculum and nobody would know, but it was money. And one of them was like race or history studies or some nonsense. Kevin, you black people did this. Okay, thank you. Where's my A? Good. Okay, take the book back to the bookstore, sell it, and be done. Look, if you're interested in that, go study it. But take a correspondence course. Don't waste my time and my money. And that's what they do. And so now there's this thing called a men's engagement manager. Now, I've been telling you guys, The diversity office in any college or university is a scam. It's like a cancer in your business, and it's meant to grow. It's like government. They
we've got to know how many blacks and whites and Latinos or whatever. Why?
Why? If you're a prestigious university and you're pumping out good students, who cares what color they are? I want the best students in. I'll put the best students out. But we're made to care because everybody has to have the right experience. Well, now there's a men's engagement manager. And the College Fix is talking about this at thecollegefix.com. Are young men at Princeton University violent, aggressive, hyper-masculine, stalkers, or rapist? A new position at the Ivy League institution indicates campus officials apparently think enough of its male students grapple with such problems that it warrants hiring a certified clinician dedicated to combating them. The university is in the process of hiring an interpersonal violence clinician and men's engagement manager. I couldn't make this up. If you said, Kevin, what was silly thing would you do in college? You know, would you create in college? It would just be like really crazy. And I'd be, let me think. I don't know. What about you? I mean, you got any ideas? I couldn't come up with this. Unbelievable. They say he's going to work with a campus office called Share that's dedicated to survivors of sexual harassment. You have to survive sexual harassment, sexual assault, dating violence, and stalking. To hear the term stalking, you would think women never do it. Have you ever watched Snapped or some of these crazy shows where these women will stalk you and kill you? They will cut your tires. They will key your car. They will kill your rabbit. I mean, it is so one-sided. And it's... all of this, folks, I'm telling you, is to emasculate men, the continued emasculation of men.
Princeton. If you were a guy going to Princeton, would you rethink it, knowing that that's what they think about you? By the way, don't ever think of something like this as in its own little thought bubble. No, it will spread. It is a cancer. That's what liberalism is, a cancer on the nation, and it is a cancer on the world. There is no way they should be doing this. And I talked to statistics yesterday about men and women and rape and sexual assault and all this. An underreported crime is women sexually assaulting men. People don't even believe that when you say it, but it's true. So I'm not going to rehash the statistics, but it would be shocking to you to believe that women actually do rape men. I'm just telling you. And look, I'm not going to measure one over the other. Crime is crime. I'm not rationalizing, oh, because women rape men, men should be raped. No, nobody should be raping anybody or sexually harassing or anything else. But it happens. And I'm going to tell you where it happens. It happens with leftists. You know why all these idiotic things occur on college campuses? Because they've trained these kids to be idiots. And they know that this is what these suckers are going to do. Because they've trained them that way. You sent them good quality kids. I talked about this when I had to take we took our son out of French school. I went to the lady who started. I said, look, we love this lady. Her name is Rhonda. I said, Rhonda, look, we brought you an amazingly well-adjusted kid. Smart. He blows the doors off of all your testing and everything. He's mannerable. He's all these different things. Don't misunderstand me. He's a boy, and he's going to do crazy things. But he, in terms of your students, he is in the top 0.1 percentile, 0.01 or whatever. And yet, when he comes home, he's a little hooligan. We send you a well-adjusted little kid, and you send us home a hooligan. This little kid has been around a bunch of kids that act nutty, and suddenly he's acting nutty. And we have to undo it, and we send him back to you good. And here's the thing. We're going to keep sending him back good, but what we're tired of you doing is sending us back a hooligan. So we took him out. Anyway, this men's manager is going to launch initiatives to challenge gender stereotypes and expand the school's, quote, men's allied voices for a respectful and inclusive community. Because you know what? Men in college, especially at Princeton, they don't know how to be respectful and inclusive and all these other things. Folks, are you hearing me? This has got to be one of the most ridiculous things you've ever heard. It is to me. The job posting implicitly refers to men as perpetrators and women as victims. And do you think anybody's going to dispute this? Come on, guys.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm familiar.
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I mentioned earlier that the left have to keep a lot of things going. They have to stir up nonsense. They have to attempt to demoralize you in order for their ruse to work. That there's no way that if they let up in any way, it's over. It's over. And it's funny, it's a shock and awe, right? They believe they're going to shock and awe us into this, you know, finally we're going to go, okay, finally Donald Trump, we've had enough. And what's funny, if you go back and look at the record of where we've been over the past year, whatever, year plus now, Donald Trump he's withstood all of that. That's been their strategy. They really thought that strategy would make Hillary Clinton the president, which is scary for two reasons. One, that they wanted Hillary Clinton, and two, they don't even realize the strategy has failed. I'm talking about multiple times. Now, the Rhino Republicans, it failed on them during the primary. The Rhino Republicans are leftists. For all intents and purposes, when I talk about leftists, I'm including the Paul Ryans of the world. Can't stand this guy. But they tried this. They wanted to overwhelm you. They were in cahoots with the left and telling you all the things about Donald Trump and were actually part of the opposition. I'll never forget when I was talking with Herman Cain after, you know, his so-called, you know, deals where he had supposedly, you know, with all these women. And Herman he was boiling mad. And he says to me, Kevin, you know, it was like, you know, this is just a crazy attack or whatever. And I go, I remember saying to him, so, man, you know, these Democrats are scurrilous. And Herman stopped me. He was like, Democrats? He was like, I think this was the Republicans. And I just went, well, you could be right. But I didn't think about it deeply. You know, because Herman was venting and I just wanted him to talk. But he was like adamant. As the longer we talked, he was like, this is the Republicans. And the more I listened, I was like, this is the Republicans. See, Herman Cain was an outsider. He didn't come up through the ranks. Herman Cain was the black version of Donald Trump, just with less money, as you would expect, right? I mean, you know, come on, the brother, he's a brother. He can't have that kind of coin. So Herman Cain was coming up through the ranks, rising star. I mean, in fact, I will tell you, there was a point, just like with Ben Carson, where Herman Cain was the front runner. As I traveled around the country during that time, everywhere I went, Herman Cain, Herman Cain, Herman Cain. They looked at Herman Cain as an accomplished black man, an entrepreneur, a capitalist, and very pragmatic. I mean, Herman was a rocket scientist, a dude that had degrees in engineering. I think he studied, you know, propulsion or whatever, but he was a rocket scientist. We've had a rocket scientist and a brain surgeon that represent the Republican Party, and both of them are black. Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand. But anyway, yeah. So I was going around the country. People loved Herman. I bet you he was at 29, 30%. At the time, I mean, it was big. There was a point where, in terms of the scheme of things, Herman was as popular as Trump was a third of the way through the thing. And then the allegations hit. And I'm telling you, it came out of nowhere because Herman was, he's running along like, okay, this is cool. And then politics kicked in. And I'm telling you, the politics that kicked in were the politics of the Republicans. I'm convinced of that now. And Herman Cain violated the rule of politics. He wanted to just start out as a president. You don't do that. You got to go through the ranks. And the minute you do it, your career is over. People tell me, okay, why don't you run? I'll run for president. I'll tell you why. Because if I say, oh, I'm going to run for congressman, I become a lowly congressman. Now I'm one of Paul Ryan's boys. Because he's got the system licked. The minute you get in it, that dude is going, okay, used to be a pretty powerful pundit, huh, Kev? Now you're just a lowly congressman. One of 435. One of my guys. And immediately, opposition research. You're on no committees. You're out of the media. Nobody gives a crap about you. You're done. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm going, I wouldn't put up with that. And Herman violated that rule. So did Donald Trump. And the only difference was Herman didn't understand social media. He didn't have the coin that Donald Trump has. But the social media thing, if Herman Cain had said, I tell you what, so let's just for the sake of discussion say I did have an affair. Is that strange? What did Bill Clinton do? You know, what did, you know, whatever. I would just start naming names. I go, look, if that's the criteria for being president, somebody, Kennedy's been canonized, and we all know what he was. Now, look, I'm not putting myself in these categories, these men. I'm not even, what I'm telling you right now is it isn't even true. But let's just say that it was. Does it disqualify me? Because last time I checked, that's not one of the rules to be president. And I'm going to tell you something else. These are the types of things that keep people from running, good people from running. These are the types of things that make you, you people out there, whoever's starting this nonsense, who's been wanting to change Washington, and you've been waiting for certain things to occur, for example, a black president, and you don't want one. You don't want a black president who's got a proven record of turning companies around, who has the intellect to look at different things from in a lot of different ways because of his background and logic and reasoning, and you want to say, oh, well, he might have had an affair. Let me tell you something. If you pull out Black Book on D.C., you'd have to drain that swamp. Now, he should have been the first to say that. See, but Herman took a different position. And he backed away. He backed up. Trump didn't. Trump, he grabbed women by the blink, and we got it on audio. Trump's like, whatever. What else you got? And that's why he sits in the White House, because he didn't back down. And what they're doing now is more of the same. They believe their strategy of just bombarding Donald Trump is going to work. And let me tell you what's about to happen. I've already said it, but maybe you didn't catch it. What's about to happen is Donald Trump's going to be, he's going to turn the game on them. The spotlight is beginning to shift. Get up in the morning, pull up Donald Trump, not POTUS, Donald Trump himself, the blue check mark Donald Trump, and look at his tweets in the morning. Each morning, Donald Trump effectively lays out his agenda. He's like, all right, so here's who I'm mad at. Schiff is sleazy. Hillary's crooked. Jeff Sessions has no backbone, and this is what we did great. We just passed this piece of legislation. We're working on this. Obamacare is going to go down. Don't lose hope. Here's what we were elected for. Prayers out to so and so, and it's just bloopty 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 bloop. It's like getting a newspaper. Trump is like, okay, here's the thing we're going for. And then he's refuting stories. Oh, CNN lied about this. MSNBC lies. They don't believe. I did it. And he just did it. And he goes down the line. You should get up in the morning and do it. And I'm telling you, and before, Trump will make a tweet, and it'll be, no exaggeration, 30,000 likes or 13,000 shares before you even get up in the morning. I mean, it's like, as soon as he tweets it, I can't imagine his Twitter, his phone would blow up, literally, if he had the little sound thing on. He'd have to keep it plugged in because it would just be continual. That's how much it gets out. It doesn't sound like a lot when you say, oh, 30,000 tweets and this many shares or whatever. When you consider the number of degrees of separation that you reach when you get to that level of penetration, it's outrageous. And people, the tweets that Trump puts out are being discussed in the media, but they're being discussed on the street. And with those smartphones coming up, people are talking about it. Students are getting this stuff. Youngsters, millennials. And it's not just the one-sided media on this. And that's what makes it so powerful. And I'm telling you, that's why this is all backfiring. And I want you to imagine the shift when Trump has finally turned that ship and said, okay, now we've got Hillary under investigation. Oh, crooked Hillary's back. And he starts doing that. And by the way, it's not just the information. They're entertaining. It's like having your own sitcom or your own little melodrama, whatever. Define it however you want.
Trump gets your attention, and he's not just getting our attention, folks, the politicos. He's getting the attention of people who normally wouldn't pay attention. And that's the secret. And that's what Herman couldn't do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.